captain, my captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every wreck, the prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring.
That's a selection from a program that's being presented on October 21st and 22nd, Walt Whitman, Radical Patriot, in Santa Barbara. And with me is writer, director, and actor Joseph Miller. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Marisa. Thanks for having me.
What I'd like to ask you first is, what is a dramatic recitation? Because that's what you call this piece about Whitman.
I think because it didn't really fit in a form of ordinary theater. In some ways, it's like a play, and in other ways, it's like a reading. It does involve characters in a way. It begins with a man and woman, young lovers, who are walking in a park. They sit on a park bench. They discover a book that's there. Somebody's left a book. What is that book? It's Leaves of Grass. And as they start reading, Walt Whitman comes alive for them. And as they discover what Whitman is about, they start telling the audience the story of Whitman's development as an artist, his impressions from his youth, his publication of the book, and then the things he went through with the Civil War, his impressions of Lincoln, faith. So all the while they're discovering what Whitman is about. And it's like a collage of recitations with some narrative written between.
And obviously there's some singing too.
And, yes, that's right. That selection you began with, I put to music the great well-known poem, O Captain, My Captain, which was Whitman, one of the ways Whitman celebrated Lincoln and commemorated his death. That is probably the only poem in the whole Whitman corpus that follows an ordinary rhyme and meter scheme. Mm. So it was easy to set to a kind of a folk dirge sort of melody. However, we've also put another poem to music. We bring singing in it. We sing the refrain of it, and then we speak the parts in between. I didn't want to get so adventurous in my music writing as to try to follow all the irregularities that he has ordinarily. But
what was your introduction to Whitman?
I first came across Whitman in finding selections from anthologies. But I do remember one night in the later 80s, I was house-sitting for some friends of mine, and I discovered a volume, in fact, this volume of Whitman by the American Library, the Library of America. I began to read his preface to the 1855 publication of Leaves of Grass, which was his first edition of the book, which was published anonymously. And my socks were knocked off by that preface. It's this long, rambling thing that he doesn't use punctuation in any common way. There's no commas. Instead of periods, he has ellipses. And it's like this breathless thing that just, and his use of language, it's as if the words and concepts are trying to explode off the page and they can't quite fit. And it has this great stimulating effect. And I was just puzzling. I thought, what kind of a writer would write this? And it had such an interesting effect on me. And because I was reading Emerson and Thoreau at the time, I recognized their impress, you know, or Emerson's impress, certainly, in Whitman's conceptions in that preface. And later I learned it's sort of a great seminal text. He put it at the front of his first edition of Leaves of Grass, which had 12 poems. And then for the rest of his career, he would mine from that preface and rearrange the words and create poems as he expanded Leaves of Grass, which he put out through 8 editions until his death.
And this is the 150th anniversary this year.
That's right.
Leaves of Grass.
That's right. That's one of our big hooking and selling points with this staged dramatic recitation is things are going on all over the country, and why shouldn't Santa Barbara be involved?
This is going to be at the Victoria Hall Theater in Santa Barbara. It's October 21st and 22nd, 7:30 in the evening both days?
Both nights, 7:30 in the evening.
You've done this before. It had its premiere last fall, right?
That's right. It's really been something that's been living in me for more than a decade. I would say as I read Whitman then, I studied him more carefully in the later 80s and the early 90s, and then I found that I kept seeing vignettes in my imagination of how wonderful it would be to bring some of these poems alive with several actors, to create choral recitations, dialogues, movement, you know, I mean, an obvious example is in Body Electric, there's this great scene where there's a slave auction going on, and Whitman comes forth and he says, oh, yeah, I go to the slave auctions all the time before the war, and I help the auctioneer, because the sloven doesn't even know his business. Let me show you how it's done. And he starts auctioning off the slave, but he presents the slave, the body of the slave, is something beyond price, as something cosmic and extraordinary, and within him is the brain, within him is the heart, and he brings all the dignity out and says, how could you possibly sell this at a price? And so that poem fastened in my imagination. I immediately saw the dramatic possibilities for that. So then this had been floating in me, and then a couple of years ago, suddenly it just hit me one day, because I was thinking about the common uses of the word patriot that were going on in the country, you know, at that time, and still are, about, you know, people are using the word patriot in divisive ways a lot of times and in exclusive ways. And I kept thinking, what would Whitman say about patriot? And that became the seed that crystallized this thing that I wanted to do. And so I began to write it. My good friends Peter Duda and Maria de la Vega Delgado, who are singers and actors, I asked them if they'd be interested in the project, and they said yes. So we performed it at the Faulkner Gallery a year ago for a free community service. It was sponsored by the Adult Ed Group, the Institute of World Culture, and it was great. It was a great success, and we had invitations to do it at several schools. We were picked up by the Great Books curriculum at Santa Barbara City College. And so it's kind of evolved, and then we got a grant in the spring from the Karuna Foundation, and that made this special 150th anniversary production possible.
You're listening to Central Coast Forum. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guest today is writer, director, and actor, and singer, I should say, Joseph Miller, who conceived of and directs Walt Whitman, Radical Patriot, that has its performance coming up October 21st and 22nd at Victoria Hall Theater in Santa Barbara, 7:30 both days. Tell me about that title, Radical Patriot. You have thought a lot about what radicalism is and what patriotism is, and also about democracy, because Whitman is known as being a champion of democracy and the common individual. How are his views different from modern views, say, of democracy and individualism?
Well, that's a really good question. I sort of purposely put together those two words because it's like an oxymoron in today's common understanding. I mean, we often, when we hear the word radical, we think of something on the fringe left. And when we hear of patriot, we think of waving flags and apple pie. So I purposely put them together because our words often need to be renewed, the meanings of them. In the word radical is a wonderful word because it doesn't mean something fringe and anarchical, really. The word is very conservative in its fundamental meaning because it means to go back to the root. The vegetable, the radish, shares the same word with the root with the word radical. And so a radical is somebody who recognizes the need for reform, the need to clear off superficial usages in words and institutions and concepts and get back to their fundamental meanings. And so I felt that that's the need. We have a need to do that with the idea of patriotism periodically. You know, and of course, patriotism, it's not just some kind of servile allegiance to the accident of one's birthland. But it really, you know, it has to do with, the word literally means of one's father, and it has to do with loyalty, with heritage. And Whitman had a very deep intellectual connection with the founding of the earth, with the founding documents. And he felt it was every American's duty, in a way, to do that himself. In fact, there's this one great passage where he is, in a sense, giving the requirements for future bards or poets to the American people. And one of the requirements is, you know, have you taken the Declaration of Independence to heart? Have you understood the Constitution? Do you see who have left all feudal processes and poems behind them and assume the poems and processes of democracy? So in this way, it was a way for all of us to ask the question, to use Whitman as a basis of, well, what does it mean to get at the root of patriotism, and what kind of reform is not merely needed on the outside, but on the inside for us to be more democratic.
So although this is a 150-year-old work, it applies to what we should be thinking about today. It applies to contemporary America and contemporary earthlings.
Oh, yes. And even though in a way his nationalism sounds quaint or naive to people today, the problems he saw, the warnings he gave about America, And his root conceptions of what a democratic culture would mean are very, very relevant. He and Emerson thought there had to be that merely putting the founding documents in place, merely having the mechanisms of democracy and the three branches of government and elections available to the populace, those in themselves don't constitute democracy. Democracy has to be something that's grassroots, that's cultural, that's in the mind and hearts of the people that make those mechanisms work. And so he and Emerson were worried that America would merely inherit the vices from Europe. America would not really have its own original culture, its own original view of art, its own original view of religion. And in fact, it's significant that both Emerson's first published words, which were in his essay on nature, and Whitman's first published words, which was this preface I mentioned in the 1855 edition, both of them, the first paragraphs, you can read them together, they're calls for original American culture. That was the keynote for both of them.
Do you have an example from Leaves of Grass, from your work that you're presenting October 21st and 22nd, that you can share with us to give us a flavor of what you're talking about?
I could, actually. Let me see. I'd love to read a passage. And this is not a passage that I recite, after all. I want to recite everyone else's passages now because I'm bored of my own. But this, there is a passage here that could give you a sense of this is from the preface to the 1855 edition, his first edition. And it gives a sense of that breathless, extraordinarily expansive enthusiasm he had, where you can almost not contain it in the words. "The Americans of all nations at any time upon the earth have probably the fullest poetical nature. The United States themselves are essentially the greatest poem. In the history of the earth, hitherto the largest and most stirring appeared tame and orderly to their ampler largeness and stir. Here at last is something in the doings of man that corresponds with the broadcast doings of the day and night. Here is not merely a nation, but a teeming nation of nations. Here, action, untied from strings, necessarily blind to particulars and details, magnificently moving in vast masses. Here is the hospitality which forever indicates heroes. Here are the ruffs and beards and space and ruggedness and nonchalance that the soul loves. Here, performance, disdaining the trivial, unapproached in the tremendous audacity of its crowds and groupings, and the push of its perspective, spreads with crampless and flowing breadth and showers its prolific and splendid extravagance." I mean, that last sentence, you say, like, what are you talking about? But it just leaves you with this breathless, I mean, it is as expansive and pushing in its perspective as what he's trying to indicate. And, of course, this thing about the ruffs and the beards, Whitman was the poet of nonchalance and candidness, and he wanted to push away all the refinements on all the emphasis on refinement and delicacy and hypocrisy, and he wanted human beings to show themselves as they are and to show that the common life, if we could appreciate the wealth in common life, we would find the spiritual sufficiency we're looking for.
My guest has been Joseph Miller, who plays Walt Whitman in a dramatic recitation that he conceived of and he directs. It's called Walt Whitman, Radical Patriot. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, October 21st and 22nd, 7:30, both days at Victoria Hall Theater in Santa Barbara. And if someone wants tickets, how does one get them?
Oh, well, the tickets are available through the Libero ticket box office. You can call 963-0761 or go to the Libero website, www.libero.com.
Okay. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Marisa.